Let's spend the next few minutes remembering two of America's cultural giants.
For over 40 years, Marion McPartland offered up an intimate insider's perspective on one of the most elusive topics in music, jazz improvisation. As the host of the show Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz, she reached an audience of millions. She died last night at the age of 95. NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
Marion McPartland interviewed practically every major jazz musician of the post-World War II era, from bebop pioneer Dizzy Gillespie.
The music that Charlie Parker created made guys change their way of doing things, you know.
To, of course, pianists like Oscar Peterson.
You know, when I first met you, 1947.
It was in Toronto, wasn't it?
It was in Toronto.
That's right.
She also featured contemporary jazz musicians like Chick Corea.
Why don't you sit there and look at me and... and improvise a portrait of me, and then I'll do the same for you.
All right.
And the vocalist. She loved singers.
How about Walking My Baby Back Home, Mr. Tomei?
That sounds like a musical cue.
It's a musical cue.
Marion McPartland, radio host, was at one time Margaret Marion Turner, piano student. She told NPR in 2005 that her interest in music started when she was a young girl after hearing her mother play piano.
From that moment on, I don't remember ever not playing piano. Day and night, wherever I was, at my aunt's house, at kindergarten, or wherever they had a piano, I played it.
Young Marion Turner studied classical music, then went on to perform in vaudeville theaters across England. During the war, she entertained troops, often jamming with American soldiers. Then she married one of them, cornetist Jimmy McPartland. And after the war, the couple made their way to the U.S., first to Chicago, then on to New York. There, McPartland biographer Paul DeBarro says, she tracked down one of her early idols and one of the few women in the bebop revolution, pianist Mary Lou Williams.
A man might come into New York in 1951, the way Marion did, and be kind of gunning for his competition. Marion McPartland came to New York City and befriended Mary Lou Williams. She immediately tried to establish a kind of camaraderie with her, a kind of female strategy of, well, we're in this together.
That we're all in this together attitude was central to the success of her radio program and her career, but she didn't have an easy time of it at first. As she struggled to make a name for herself in New York, one critic caustically suggested Marion McPartland had three things going against her. She was British, she was white, and she was a woman.
I guess it wasn't that usual to see a woman musician playing in a group, although there were many, actually, but everybody seemed to think this was pretty strange, maybe because I was British also. And somebody would say, oh, you play good for a girl, or you sound just like a man. At that time, I just took everything as encouragement.
McPartland landed a gig in 1952 at the Hickory House, a noisy steakhouse on 52nd Street, the center of the city's jazz scene.
Everybody came by.
Biographer Paul DeBarros.
I mean, she had the opportunity to meet everyone from Duke Ellington to Pee Wee Russell to Thelonious Monk. And jazz was really an underground community, and everybody hung out.
McPartland continued to record and perform throughout the 1950s and into the 60s. But as rock and roll took over, she began to lecture on college campuses. Then in the late 1960s, she also started spinning jazz records on a New York radio station where other pianists would drop by the studio unannounced just to chat with her. A casual hello became a program format in April 1979.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland.
McPartland and South Carolina Public Radio launched Piano Jazz. Her first on-air guest was the late Dr. Billy Taylor.
Well, Marion, thank you very much for inviting me, and it's always a pleasure to see and hear you, and it's even more fun to play with you.
It seemed as if every opportunity that came her way in the past prepared her for being a radio host. Paul DeBarros.
She had researched other people's styles, so she really had questions she wanted to ask.
Oh, well, Billy, it's a long time since I've heard that piece, and it's great to have you here.
McPartland said the conversations themselves were very much like jazz, spontaneous and free-flowing.
I've never wanted it to sound like an interview where you're really quizzing somebody. I mean, it's so easy to make it a conversation. And I mean, the whole thing is so improvised that you really don't know where it's going to go.
Go home and practice or something and get it together. And it's too bad.
It is. This reminded me of something else, of the great composers years ago.
Along the way, Marian McPartland became a mentor to many young pianists, including Jerry Allen. She says that when she listens to piano jazz, she hears something that's very familiar to musicians.
It's a very personal exchange that only happens between the musicians on the bandstand. But to kind of have that opened up to the fans, it helps to create even more of an understanding of what that whole experience of improvising is about.
When Marian McPartland was once asked how she did this, her answer was simple.
You have to love what you do.
That was perhaps Marian McPartland's greatest talent, her love of making piano jazz not about her, but about the musicians, the fans, and our collective exploration of jazz. And for over 40 years, her soft English accent reminded us every week that we're all in it together. Felix Contreras, NPR News.